Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
But what do we think? You know, we're less than a week away from the election now, and I don't know whether to believe these polls or not. You know, my former colleague in the United States Senate, we worked together in a business that has taken off for him called Potomac Strategy Group for a little while, Matt Makowiak. He has always been the guy that I would turn to say, what's the truth behind these numbers, Matt? And I'm doing that again this morning. Matt Makowiak is with us right now. What do you think? Donald Trump's got a good shot at pulling this off, don't you think?
That's my sense as well, John. And there's a number of reasons for that. I would start by saying that Trump has a couple very direct paths to re-election, just in terms of the Electoral College. If you take all the states that he won last time, if you take out Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania just for 1 second, his two most direct paths are to win the other states that he won last time, which is primarily North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Arizona, and then win one of the three Midwestern states, which at this point the most likely one would be Pennsylvania. So that's five states. He's got to win five states that are hotly contested right now, all of which he won last time. And so if you look at those five states, you know, I think Florida's good. I think Georgia's good. North Carolina's going to be close, but I would, you know, think he's more likely to win it than not. Arizona's going to be close. I also think he's more likely to win it than not. So the question is Pennsylvania. To me, this entire election comes down to Pennsylvania. And that state's within the margin of error. I think Biden's comments on fracking and oil have turned the tide there in the last, you know, week or so. And then when you add in these other factors, the fact that Trump is likely to do better among black voters, slightly better, the fact that this hidden Trump voter phenomenon, which I think is very real. And finally, the fact that the Trump campaign has done, you know, massively more voter contact than Biden's done. Until 3 weeks ago, the Biden campaign said they weren't going to do door knocking, you know, and Trump's done, you know, millions and millions of door knocks and millions of phone calls. So you add all this up, I think Biden had a lead. I think Trump's been closing very rapidly over the last 10 days. It's going to be very close. I think one or two states will decide it. If you could tell me tonight who's going to win Pennsylvania, I could probably tell you who's going to win. If he doesn't win Pennsylvania, he can still win with those four states I mentioned and winning Michigan. And I think Michigan is going to be very much in play as well. So he's got a couple direct paths. I do think Biden's ahead. Right now, if you were betting, you'd probably put odds a little bit in Biden's favor. But the enthusiasm advantage and these other factors, I think, give Trump a very real chance.
Yeah, that hidden Trump voter was key in 2016. I mean, I think I told you about my visit with the BBC, and they were preparing for a coronation that night. And yeah. I said, gosh, guys, I just think there are a lot of people who are not picking up the phone. And if they do pick up the phone and they find it's a pollster, they're lying because they don't want to be identified as Trump voters. And to me, in contrast to it, settling down, it's even more pronounced now. More people who are saying, I just am not going to tell you how I'm going to vote because I'm worried about repercussions at work. I'm worried about losing clients. I'm worried about family members hating me. But in the privacy of the voting booth, they'll pull the lever for Donald Trump.
Yeah. And look, I actually don't think the hidden Trump voter is as significant in the polling as it is in reality, right? There's many, many more people, I think, who probably wouldn't put a Trump yard sign in their front yard, but would still vote for him, than are you know, being hidden in polling, right? Polling is a really small sample of the overall population. But look, public polling's terrible. It's done cheaply. It uses old methodology. It's not. They don't use technological advancement. And I'll give you a really good example of why that's the case. We've seen. I have a little bias here, John, because I'm in Texas, but I know you went to college in Texas. You know, we've had, I don't know, 10 polls in the last 2 or 3 weeks that have shown Texas inside the margin of error. If the Democrats win Texas, this thing's over, and it's going to be over for a long time.
Right.
They ever flip the state. Biden hasn't been here. They're not spending money here. They're sending Kamala Harris here on Friday for her first visit, one time. That's not a battleground state is not a place where a ticket sends their VP once. Right? It's not that Biden doesn't want to win Texas. It's that they're much more high quality polling internally shows it's out of reach.
Yeah.
Right. So if the public polling shows it in the margin of error, but his private polling shows it not anywhere near that, so that they shouldn't invest or spend time here. What does that tell you about the quality of public polling? And I think if they do that in Texas, they're doing that in Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and lots of other places.
I'm looking at the clock and I got to go, but do you think that there are more Trump fans now than there were and the same number of Trump haters? I mean, I didn't think the hate could get any worse than it was in 2016. I mean, I don't know how to put circles around who is voting for or against Trump and who is voting for or against Biden.
Yeah, I think the answer to that is it's a little of both. I think there probably are more people that like him, but there are also probably more people that hate him. And look, you're going to see absolute record turnout. We're going to have 150 or 155 million people turn out. And to me, this is actually the biggest challenge for Trump, right? He had 60 million votes 4 years ago. He's going to need, 70, 72 million probably to win this election. Are there 10 or 12 million more votes out there that he can turn out? How many white, non-college educated, working class voters in the Midwest did he not turn out that he can turn out this time? If he improves his black vote by 2% or 3%, same with Hispanics, does that get him there? I mean, this to me is the bigger, there's a math problem there. Can he get there? And we're going to find out. I mean, look, there's been population growth, rural America, I think, is going to turn out in numbers we've never seen before. And that may actually make a huge difference in places like Michigan and Pennsylvania, where the rural vote is actually larger than people realize. So, look, it's going to be a late night. I think there's going to be a couple states that are going to decide this thing. We probably won't know on election night. It may take a few days or a few weeks, in fact, with the courts, ruling on challenges. But I would not, rule Trump out at all. I think he's got, at worst, a 40% chance of winning right now. And there are so many variables, it's really hard to know for sure.
Just go vote if you're listening to this program. Matt Makowiak is the president of the Potomac Strategy Group, my old friend from our days in the United States Senate. I'm always happy to talk to you.
You too. Hope you're doing great. Take care.
Thank you, Matt.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.